just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
Broadcasting from the cargo hold of a boatload of regret, Back Time explores things we could have done without that happened on August 11th. 1965 saw riots and looting in the Watts section of Los Angeles. During the week that followed, 34 were killed, over 1,000 injured, 3,000 arrested, and over $40 million in damage.
From Russia,
in 1984, President Reagan did a microphone test by announcing Russia had been outlawed forever and the bombing would start in 5 minutes. Unfortunately, it went out over the air and the Soviets were not amused.
And bombing love.
America's largest shopping center, the Mall of America, opened in Minnesota in 1992. That's Back Time for August 11th. This is your announcer speaking.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's Vinny Penn with your 760, the past 7 days in 60 seconds. Did you see the photos of Brangelina's twins and people? Celebrity babies are cute, but they grow up so fast. Before you know it, they'll be posing for their first mugshots. Christina Applegate has been diagnosed with breast cancer, but is expected to make a full recovery. Meanwhile, dozens of other actresses we'd prefer had cancer continue to zoom around town, panty and talentless. Morgan Freeman became the latest Dark Knight star to get in trouble after he flipped over his car. If I were Michael Caine, I wouldn't leave the house. I'd also remove Jaws 4 from my resume. Speaking of Batman, Mary-Kate Olsen refused to talk to the feds about Heath Ledger's drug overdose. She's good at keeping her mouth shut. Food hasn't gotten in there in years. And finally, Brett Favre, no longer a Packer, now he's a Jet. Is it just me, or does that sound like a gay singles ad? I'm Vinny Penn, and that was your 760.
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Good
How are
morning,
you?
Good morning, Susie. I'm good. How are you? You made it in the nick of time, but you're here.
I'm a little frazzled this morning. You'll have to forgive me.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, you're wearing a hat this morning.
I am wearing a hat, yes. I had about 5 minutes to shower and get down here.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that I always felt that women with hats are weird.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. But you don't wear it all the time, so that's fine.
No,
but,
I don't.
Because nobody wears hats these days, you know?
Well, so. You've got two out of three in the studio are wearing hats.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing is that I see, I don't know, most of the time when I see women with hats, they're weird. But then
well,
again, you are too.
In this case, you are exactly right on.
There you go. Okay, so how was the, well, we'll talk about the weekend in a minute. I wanted to remind you, Susie, that we're having the contest this week.
Okay.
And to give away the radios, the Wi-Fi radio. And last week, I totally spaced out on this.
Oh,
I didn't
remember
anything.
Promote it at all.
No, we didn't. So we're going to do that this week.
Fabulous.
And I'm going to ask a question. We'll ask it a couple times during the show if I forget to remind me.
Okay.
and what we're going to do is we're going to ask a question, an easy one, every day. And then at the end of 5 days, we'll ask one question and have all the winners call in.
Okay.
And then whoever wins gets the Wi-Fi radio, $250 worth.
Fabulous.
So,
how do I get one?
You don't.
What do I have to do for this?
Yeah, you're friends and family of the station.
Ah, shit. Oh, well.
But they are cool. They're really cool. So the first question I'm going to ask today is this. Last week, Susie brought a friend with her three times out of the 4 times you were here, right?
Yes.
So whoever listened has to know who that is, right? Okay. So my question is, what is the name of Susie's friend? Susie's best friend, right? She's your best friend?
My bestest friend in the world.
She's your bestest friend, and she was here last week. So all you have to do is really go to the Sam and Susie page and look on the archives.
You're giving them the answer.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, because it's not about really being hard. It's just give people a sense of accomplishment. You know, I worked for this.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I just give them away. Who cares, you know? But
actually, on Saturday, you know how we were trying to find her a man so she can have I don't know, kind of get over, yes, you know, her boy troubles.
Yeah, she was really horny. I mean, she really was down for some sex.
You know what? I'm going to have to tell you, she is officially the worst slut I've ever known.
Really? And she comes across as so straight and conservative.
Well, she is so, like, straight edge, pretty much with everything else in her life. But so, I don't know, on Saturday night, I was at work bartending at a party, and she went off with some of my friends, and she went to this mustache party. And she ended up finding a guy.
What's a mustache party? Sorry.
Everyone has to have a mustache on at the party.
Oh, really?
It could
never heard of those.
I had a pencil-thin mustache on when I went to pick her up.
Yeah.
but you have got some massive, hairy, bushy mustaches. You've got the pencil-thin one. You've got, you know, the French one that you can, like, twist up and curl.
Yeah.
There were probably about 500 people at this mustache party.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Actually, there are going to be
500 people?
Yes. I woke up the next day, and I went back and looked at the pictures on my camera, and I had about 30 pictures of me with various mustache people, and I don't even know who any of the people are.
What an idea. We've got a phone call already.
Uh-oh,
let's
okay.
see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Susie. Who's on the line?
This is St. Louis Steve, and I know who was on last week because I was listening.
Really? Oh,
hi, St. Louis
God.
Steve. How are you, honey?
You know what? If anybody deserves to win is Steve, because he listens regularly, right, Steve?
You're our biggest fan.
Yeah.
For Janique. This week.
Janique is correct, man.
Ding, 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 ding. Right. We have a winner.
Yes. Good job, Steve. So, all right. Well, you're on definitely on the list, so just stay tuned. Friday, I'm going to have... What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What I'm saying is stay tuned on Friday because you'll have a chance to call in and then... perhaps win the radio. So I'm wishing you all the best, Steve. What's going on there? Tell me something. Are you like, do you have a girlfriend or something, Steve?
I've got all kinds of girlfriends.
Really?
I love women.
Oh, well.
And I'm sure they love you.
I'm not a womanizer.
Yeah.
I just, you know, adore women. It's God's gift to the world.
Yeah. So has God given you a lot of gifts, too?
I think so.
Yeah, well, wonderful, man. As long as you're cool with that, that's cool, man.
And I love men.
Yeah. And, you know, you're closer to Janique now than you were last week, you know. So if you still want to give her that massage.
The sensual massage, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
She might need one after her one-night stand.
You are amazing. I can't get over you enough on that last picture that I posted. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I must be driving Sam crazy to sit in the same room with you.
I think I'm just driving
him crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, the view is incredible.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. And okay, Steve. Well, thanks a lot. Apparently, we haven't been able to fix the fucking phone problems.
I'll try to connect Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye. You got it, man. Bye. Yeah, the phone is not getting any better, and I'm going to break something here before the end of the day.
Don't, patience.
Yeah. So you started saying she had a one-night stand?
She finally had her one-night stand.
Wow.
Yeah, so we go back to my house Saturday night after the mustache party, and, you know, we're pretty wasted. But she brings back with us this guy, Ryan, that she met through a friend of mine.
Right.
And so, you know, he was a really nice guy. Like, I couldn't have picked a better guy for a one-night stand for my best friend. Just a really stand-up guy.
Right.
You know, I don't know. But so anyway, we're at my house, and it's like 4:30 in the morning. We're finishing up the rest of my wine. And then finally, I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to go to bed. Actually, I was a little bit upset because my boyfriend didn't want to come home. And I'm like, why doesn't he want to come home to me at 5:30 in the morning? And blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's okay. You guys go. Have fun. So they go, and they leave probably about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I wake up at about 6:30 in the morning wondering where my boyfriend is. And then I'm like, oh, Janique's not here either. Mm-hmm. And I climb down from my bed, and she's on the couch.
Really?
I was like, what are you doing here? I was like, you are the worst slut I've ever known.
Really?
I'm like, you go.
So did you know where she went?
Yeah, she went over to his house.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And she had her one-night stand with him, and then, like, she couldn't handle it. She was like, you got to, Susie's really upset. I got to go back and make sure my friend's okay. But she could not handle it.
Really? She didn't want to stay, huh?
No, no. And the poor guy was, like, so nice about it. He actually wanted to, like, cuddle and, you know, everything else.
Actually, he probably felt rejected as shit, man.
He probably did.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to have, like, this nude photo session with her, and she was just not into it. She's like, nobody. I've known you for one day. I'm not letting you. Well, yeah, I'll let you fuck me, but I can't let
you. But, I mean, you don't want the whole world to see, you know?
Exactly.
So she, like, freaked out? Was this the first time
really
that she did this?
She really freaked out. It was her first one-night stand ever without knowing the person.
Yeah.
But
well, it sounds like it's going to be the last, too. Did she at least have some fun?
well, I feel bad. Like, she just kept saying, she's like, it just wasn't good. It wasn't good. And I was like, well, did he have a little friend? You know, like, yeah. What's the issue here? She's like, no, it was fine. It was just
she was nervous, maybe.
Yeah, she was really nervous.
Yeah.
Wow. But, yeah, so
but she had to do it. I mean, she got it in her mind that she had to do it.
Exactly. You knew. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you have a lot of influence on her. I mean, I noticed, yeah. She said she lives vicariously through you, so.
Well, it wasn't so vicarious on Saturday night.
No, huh? So she didn't give you any details? I mean.
Oh, I got the details.
Was the sex good?
Not so much.
You know what? First times are always not so great unless you.
It
depends who the guy is, you know? I mean, but then again, I don't like always having the responsibility on the guy, you know? It's not like that, you know? I mean, the woman has to be into it.
I would agree with that, too, because I know for a fact that she's a firecracker in bed. Well, I don't personally know.
Right.
But you know what I mean? I don't know. I've been best friends with her for a gazillion years.
Yeah, but never scored with her.
Never scored, but, you know, okay. I've definitely been in the room while. and yeah, but so I guess if she wasn't into it, you know, she might not have been, you know, moving her booty the way she usually shakes it, and I don't know.
Okay,
same cool. thing.
Cool. So anyway, we have a person here who's dying to talk, and he's making all kinds of gestures. So why don't you introduce him to us, Susie?
Okay, well, the reason this person is here in the first place, this is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hello.
Welcome to LA Talk Radio. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
He actually didn't really have much of a choice. I have a hippie staying on my couch. He came into my apartment last night, one of the guys who gives me the massages.
Right.
You know, it's fine to let him rub me down, but at the same time, you know, I don't know. I don't necessarily want this person, this kind of stranger, staying in my apartment all the time. But so anyway, he asked if he could stay there because the guy who owns the commune next door had his kids in town. And so I asked my boyfriend, I'm like, do you mind if he stays on the couch tonight? And he's like, no. I'm like, all right, well, good. You know, we'll both be here. We'll both be safe. It'll be fine. But so we go out to play pool last night with this fabulous gentleman, Kay. He invited us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, Franzi, will you drive me home? You know, I need to go to bed so I can wake up early and be fresh for Sam. I'm going to give him my all today.
Yeah.
Start the week off right. And I was like, can you please not be home too late? I don't want to be alone in the house with the hippie guy.
Mm-hmm. So now you were afraid of him after you were...
I wasn't...
After he gave you a massage...
Well, I had my friend with me, and you know what I mean? Like, it was a group situation. It's just a little bit uncomfortable.
Right.
I really don't know this person.
Right.
But
you couldn't say no?
I couldn't say no. He's like, I have nowhere else to go. Can I please stay on your couch? And, you know, I'm not completely a heartless bitch.
Yeah.
So I let him stay. But so I asked the Franz. I'm like, please, honey, please come home soon. I don't want to be alone with this guy. And he also had my car. So I wake up this morning to get in the shower. A, the Franz is not there. B, my fucking car isn't there. How am I going to get to work? So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I call the Franz. No.
What time was that at?
6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
My car is not home. So I call the Franz. No answer, no answer. Hi, this is Franz. Please
leave
a message.
Does he often take your car?
No. And so I call the Franz, and finally, Kay picks up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where is he? I am going to kill him.
Now, why is Kay picking up the phone? Are you his roommate or something?
Well, that's where the story gets complicated.
Okay. So let's hear.
Well, basically, what happened when he dropped off Susie, he came back to the bar with us and played some pool. We had a few more drinks.
A few drinks? He drank a box of wine.
That's technically one drink, isn't it?
Because it's 6.6 liters or something.
Well, if you're drinking straight out of the one container, that's one drink.
Oh, my God.
All right, can we move on here? You're losing me.
Yeah, we decided to go over to our friend's apartment.
Have a naked pool party.
And have a naked pool party, you know.
Yeah. All guys?
Not all guys. All right. Definitely not all guys.
Go ahead.
But it became that.
Doesn't it always?
Again, I get worried about my boyfriend's sexuality.
Yeah, it's not about the sexuality. It's about that not many women will probably do it. Who knows?
Yeah, it became that after their... A fist fight broke out between me and some other girl, and you know, that's another detail. Another story that maybe will come up later.
Oh, we got a big man here.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. I had a fist fight this morning myself.
No, yeah, we're getting.
Uh-huh. There's
a lot morning
of stories.
full of fist fights.
Okay.
And meanwhile, our buddy and the Franz, they get naked in the pool, and I just leave them at it. You know, that's cool. And they keep drinking the box wine, and eventually Franz passes out on the couch and. A few hours later, at about 6 in the morning, that's when Susie starts calling his cell phone, and I pick it up because, you know, I know that she's probably worried about him. So,
right.
She's
worried
asking,
about my car.
Oh, yeah. That's
but he
right.
didn't
yeah.
know that. Okay.
You know, I'm trying to paint a pretty picture here. And, I have to break it to Susie that Franz is drunk and passed out and naked on some stranger's
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't surprised, though, right, Susie? Does he do that?
Is it surprising, Susie?
It's, you know what? It shouldn't be, but still, it is every single time. Mm. Oh. So luckily, Kay came and got me. Well, he came and picked me up to bring me back, so
yeah, in your car.
In my car, so yeah. I can kick the living shit out of the Franz, mm-hmm. which I did. I had him by the hair and the balls at the same time, and we just both started swinging.
Really?
Yes.
Was this the first time you did?
She came into the apartment specifically with the
intention,
with the intention to beat him up, to kick his ass. Yeah. Right.
My blood was boiling, Sam. Wow. You know, like seriously.
Yeah.
I ask him to come home because I don't really feel safe with the hippie guy like in my apartment.
Right. Well, not to mention you have to get to
and not to mention I have to get to work. You know, well, right. I've got to get down to the station. And,
so where's your car in all this?
And well, my car was parked somewhere, about to get a speeding ticket.
Yeah, you know, I saved it. It took a lot to get the keys, by the way.
I know.
I had to slap Franz across the face several times.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
He just wouldn't respond. He was just... Yeah. Franz, where are the keys? Where are the keys?
Actually, he sounded more like Arthur, like Dudley Moore in the movie Arthur, right. When he's like... So anyway, Karen like saved the day and rescued me with Kay.
Well, you also saved me, too, because I was stranded there anyways.
Exactly, because one of his malicious ex-girlfriends let all the air out of his tires.
Really? Nice, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you found a great crowd to hang out with. But no, but my question is, Kay, you know, you tell him, I mean, you said it so casually, oh, we took our clothes off and jumped in the pool. You know what? That's fucking gay, all right? I mean, to take your clothes off in front of another man, that's gay.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in that activity.
Oh, you told?
Just okay. For the record.
Okay. There were two boys. The Franz was one of the ones that was okay. naked, as well right. as our other friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed any tendencies on his part?
On yes. the Franz's yes. part? Oh, yeah. He made out... Okay.
Oh, yeah. You told
oh, no,
us
wait.
About
I
the
haven't
guy.
Noticed.
You told us about the guy in...
the 50-year-old man that yeah. he makes out with? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Makes out with, like, on a regular basis?
Harry.
Harry. Sounds Harry.
He is Harry. Oh, and yeah. Harry.
A Harry.
And
Harry.
This is Harry. Okay.
All right.
And how often does that happen?
I don't know. You see, know you say that. These things more often than I do.
No, I don't.
Mm. No, you don't?
No.
Okay. All right.
You should know.
So, okay, so there was a party out of all this? I mean...
Apparently.
Okay, so there was a mustache party.
Oh, that was Saturday night.
Oh, that was Saturday
yes,
night.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay, and this was last night. That's right.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kay had to bring you... To work? Is this the story here?
Yes. Well, I had to bring him home like on the way and then, you know.
Well, we stopped for breakfast.
Yeah, we stopped to get a bite to eat too.
Cool.
But
well, welcome.
Thank
and
you.
What's your story with the hat?
You
look like Sherlock Holmes.
Well, I might be weird, but I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you can take that.
Yeah.
I don't
do you
know
always
if it
wear
to
this hat?
With, no, I don't.
No. It looks like rare. A Sherlock Holmes hat.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, you know, the Sherlock Holmes everything. Hat has the brim on
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, it goes on the back, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess also the colors and the...
It, it goes with his image. He's a hipster, if you know. I don't know what this hipster thing is. I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't.
They wear tight pants and tight shirts. And
well, apparently they're the end of Western civilization.
Really?
Yeah, according to Adbusters magazine.
Oh.
The current issue.
Tell me more.
All right. Well, now, let me ask you this. Are you... So are you a friend of Franz's? Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, okay, I'm a friend of Franz's. Right. Yeah. And by association, also a friend of Susie.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever get it on?
No, but we have a date Friday.
Yeah,
and I think we might.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he might be my boyfriend for the night.
And oh, so you're trying to get back at Franz now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. But, you know, that's curious because... I don't know. The way you've come across until now is like you don't really care. But I'm starting to see, because I listened to the other show as well the other day, and you were sort of like irritated when I said, well, would you be upset if you caught him with your best friend or something?
Absolutely.
Right? So you do care.
I do care.
You do fucking care.
I do fucking care.
Unless you're just possessive. Are you possessive?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
But like literally like while I had him by the balls and by the hair at the same time this morning and right. he's like he doesn't know what to go for. He's like, "Oh no. Oh, what
yeah.
do I do?"
Yeah, let's get a blow by blow on that fight. Okay. By the
actually,
way.
I think you have the pictures.
I don't have the pictures.
He and the other guy were actually taking pictures of this fight that was going on between the Franz as he's completely naked.
Yeah, naked really? Franz versus clothed Susie.
Versus very angry clothes.
It could have been hotter.
Yeah.
It could have been hotter. Then you could have asked for more.
Yeah.
Definitely could have.
What's she like when she's angry? You were there, right?
Yeah, she's actually really cute when she's angry.
Really?
Yeah.
She's really cute, whatever she does.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll under that.
Yeah.
Sure. You were dying laughing. That was not appropriate. I was trying to be very serious.
Well, you were laughing too. I was only laughing because you were laughing.
I was screaming at the Franz for 1 second, and then I would turn around and die laughing. And I'm like, because he's just naked and just there. And oh, and Sam, keep in mind, this is the same guy that I sent you the picture of.
Right.
Can we post that picture on the site?
Do you want to?
I think we should post that on the site, just so the audience can have an idea of what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah, and I could not believe the picture, to be honest with you. I could not believe this is who you decide to settle down with all the men in the world, and you can get anybody you want, you know? So, I don't know, he's got to be like the best lover ever. And maybe he is. I don't know.
This is exactly what we were talking about over breakfast.
Yeah. You know, and even if he was, you know, I mean, you already got your fill, you know, I mean, but then you have to deal with the rest of the person, you know. So I don't know. But yeah, you sent me the picture and I just said, clearly you lost your mind.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I thought that was too funny when I got that response from you.
Yeah. I didn't know what else to think. But I mean, the guy standing in a laundromat with only a pair of shorts that are up to his chest. Now, did he pose like that?
He wears them like that all the time.
He wears it like that.
Yes.
Thank you very
much. Because
I thought
up.
Maybe he was just posing like that.
No. Yeah. That was what he was wearing when he was arrested, too.
Yeah. By the way, he's very Jewish looking. Is he Jewish?
We were just having this conversation, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's not Jewish.
No, he's not. But
he's got the Jew fro, and he's got the little Jewish glasses on.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just got that look, you know, the
and
American Jewish look. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
He's Catholic. Well, was.
Catholic-ish. Really?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Born and raised that way. What were you going to say?
German, right?
German, yeah. The Franz, obviously.
The Franz.
Now, let me ask you this, Susie. When you go out, wouldn't you like to have someone really handsome holding your hand?
Well, that's why I'm going out with Kay on Friday.
Yeah, someone more like me. Okay. About,
yeah. I'm going to have my arm candy.
Well, that's debatable, but yeah. Yeah, so
at least he won't wear the shorts.
Now, you know that she's going out with you because she's just pissed at her boyfriend,
that's
right?
Okay with me.
But you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Now, if you bang...
I would do the same thing.
But if you bang her, you're going to have problems with him, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but you
don't
think care,
so?
Right?
You know what?
You don't care.
It'll be okay with Franz, too.
Yeah, he won't care either because I think Franz...
That's what kind of boyfriend he is.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's very unfortunate. I think the Franz actually has a crush on Kay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe
that's an awkward
I don't know. You guys have the weirdest relationship. I still don't see any commitment on either one of you.
I have been extremely committed for the last 7 months. I have not messed around at all.
Yeah.
Not once.
Yeah. They've both been equally committed, actually.
Yeah.
They keep on dumping each other, and they keep on getting back together.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's some kind of dysfunctional relationship. But if it works, look, I'm happy for it.
Must be fun.
Hey, whatever. It's good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, so how was the... So you bartended this weekend at a big event.
For the Scientologists at the Hollywood Celebrity Scientology Center.
Really?
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Okay, and you were kind of iffy whether you want to talk about it. Now, after you were there, do you find that you can talk about it or can't talk about
it? Well, it was pretty interesting. I could talk about it a little bit. You know, and there were some celebrities there whose names I'm not supposed to mention.
Okay, so no mention.
I'm not going to mention them because I did have to say...
How about you just nod?
How would I just
but
not?
Tom.
Tom. But I actually ended up getting really drunk at the event because they're all the Scientologists don't drink. And so I'm standing there with like 200 bottles of champagne. And I'm like, what the fuck else am I supposed to do? So I got all the waitresses drunk. I got all the security people. There were cameras everywhere. Like every bush I walked by, like there were like little cameras sticking out of it. These people are strange, strange folks.
Yeah. Now, are you allowed to drink while you're working?
No.
Okay. All right. No rules for
That's
you. We remember that.
Of course not.
No rules. Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, so I just ended up getting like wasted and like passing out kind of, well, for a while. I took a nap. I took a 2-hour nap there.
Really?
It was actually kind of boring. They were just talking about how drugs are bad. Drugs are bad. And I was like, No, they're not. They're so good. Don't like the drug. And then, you know, how alcohol is bad and how Scientologists are saving the world and they're just trying to brainwash everyone. And so I was actually rather bored at the event. It was not as exciting as I thought it would be.
We saw one of the anti-drug billboards on the way over here.
I know.
I'm actually convinced that 80% of the anti-drug billboards in America are probably Scientologists.
You think so?
Yeah, huh? I used to think it was
strongly
some kind of public
against
service.
It, huh? Against drugs.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Well, I think that's the first thing that you do when you join Scientology is you kick the habit.
They sure are a good model to live by, right?
And great. Yeah.
They were saying how they have. I actually got a whole gift bag to bring home on reading up on Scientology, so I'm going to start doing that. Who knows? Maybe I'll become one.
Why would you want to do that? Are you like in need for something
maybe,
spiritual?
Maybe they'll save me. Apparently, I need to be saved. That's what my grandmother says.
Yeah.
But I think it might help your career.
From yourself.
From myself? From myself. I don't know. I'm a hazard to myself, apparently. Oh, shit.
So you saw some famous people?
Yes, yes.
And that didn't excite you at all?
Not really. Really? Because they were all just, like, sitting down, too.
Oh, really?
And they were kind of, like, watching the brainwashing show and the presentation as well.
Yeah.
So it really was not as exciting as I thought.
Right.
Kind of bummed out.
Okay.
The mustache party afterwards was way better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you didn't tell me, but you may have seen Tom Cruise, and you may have seen John Travolta, and you may have seen...
Beck.
I don't know who else was in fucking Scientology,
names.
But
heck, I mean,
you mean Beck's beer? Okay.
yes. Oh, I love that beer.
Yeah.
Hell, if it has alcohol in it, I like it.
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
We're gonna have to grab a drink together one of these nights, Sam.
Well, we will. We will.
Are you a drinker?
No.
But oh.
Well.
I don't
to a good start there.
I don't drink to stupor, but I do. I will drink, yeah, socially. That's okay. Fine. Yeah.
We'll have a box of wine together.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy the buzz of alcohol. But
really?
Yeah, I have different things I like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't we all?
Exactly.
But, yeah, just alcohol never really agreed with me, so...
Have you tried Franzia? Yeah.
No.
It's America's most popular box wine.
I know. Well, wine is not exactly my cup of tea. I mean, I'll have like cocktails or beer and things like that. You know?
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, definitely. I wanted to remind everyone, if you want to call in, I always forget to do this. My number is 818-602-4498, and it is on the website as well. So if you want to call in, pitch in, tell us something we don't know. And we'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
Right. So Janique left when? Yesterday?
Janika. Yeah. It was so sad.
I'm sure it was. You guys had a good time for a week there, huh?
We had a wonderful time. Yeah. She's probably back in architecture studio class right now.
Oh, wow.
She had to be there bright and early.
Yeah. But that's cool that she's going to school and stuff, huh?
I know. It is. Yeah. She needs to design my house for free for me, so she needs to make sure it's sound.
There you go. Now, what house is that? Did you already find one?
No, actually, there's one in Venice that I really, really like. It's kind of a tree house, and it looks almost like a wooden egg that's shaped up on stilts. And it's the neatest looking thing I've ever seen.
Sounds like a spaceship or something.
It kind of looks like a spaceship treehouse type of deal. My ex-boyfriend from Vancouver, when he was in town, they had just started the construction on it. And I was so fascinated that we actually broke into the area and we climbed up into it. And then the people that live in the house behind it, I think they're the ones that are building it. They came home while we were up there and we were trapped there for 3 hours, stuck in this treehouse. So I finally was like, oh no, what am I going to do? And they caught us sneaking down the ladder, and they screamed and chased and ran us down the street.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
A 26-year-old feet chased like a little kid.
I was 25 at the time, okay? that was pretty embarrassing. And I was trying to tell them, I was trying to explain, I really just appreciate the beauty of this house, and I just wanted to see more. I'm really sorry, as I'm, like, running down the street, and they're like, get out of here! Get the fuck out of my house! And I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. So, Kay, how long have you lived in L.A.?
I've lived in L.A. for about 14 years now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
14?
Yeah, 14.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And originally, where are you from?
Originally from...
you very much. You don't know the rules here, huh? Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Originally from Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where in Canada?
Everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where were you born?
I was born in Toronto, but my parents moved around maybe every 6 months.
Oh, really?
Or so.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
So, have you lived in the French parts, too?
I lived in Montreal for like a year or half a year.
So you didn't really learn the language, or do you speak
No, I know
French?
The language. Yeah.
Really? You speak
French? Yeah, because I did a French immersion throughout the entire time that I was in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But of course.
Friday, though.
Friday. Oh, good.
Yeah, I actually remember the days. Let's see. Sunday, Monday.
That's French. That's
English with an accent, isn't it?
No, Sunday, Lundi. Mercredi, no, that's Wednesday. I don't know.
Jeudi
is Friday or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, fuck it. I learned. I took French for 3 years, but you can at least humor me, you know.
Aww.
All right, we're gonna take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
The rest of us can't tell whether you're bellowing at a coworker or at your imaginary friend. But there's one thing we can tell. Your incredibly inflated sense of self-importance.
That's right, you're the only one that matters.
When we see that stupid wireless set strapped to your head, we wish it did have a wire so we could strangle you with it and get some peace.
That would make a nice ringtone.
Oh, call someone who gives a crap.
Like some other idiot with a Bluetooth, yeah.
So the next time you're frightened by the sound of someone having a loud, one-sided conversation, don't worry. Most likely, it's an escaped mental patient. Or worse, it could be Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User, a real American hero.
Mr. Annoying Bluetooth Headset User.
I really gotta get me one of those.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil, he knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. Never anyone to blame. Do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it. They had found. Every night they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Nothing unusual, well no big event. Only time and the way that it was spent. They missed the signs to walk away. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. And they locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim.
Hip-hop is taking India by storm. And now, you can get busy with all of India's favorite rap songs on one CD. Now that's what I call Indian hip-hop.
Hi, my name is... Hello, my name is... Hi, my name is Sadnan Patel Nanjundaya.
Now that's what I call Indian hip-hop, as all the freshest of the jams.
When you're eating at a restaurant, curry can be hot, curry can be hot, curry can be hot.
We kick it new school, and yes, my friend, we are very much enjoy also to kick it old school.
Is it the hip hop, the hippity, the hippity, the hip hip hop? You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Thank you.
Now that's what I call Indian hip hop. This is being off the hook. It is so dope.
Ding it, ding it.
Available at 7-Eleven.
To figure out how you can talk to the two best hosts in internet radio history? Simple. Pick up your phone and dial 818-602-4498. Once again, here's your hosts, Sam and Susie.
Okay, and we're back, and we've got a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Oh, this is Jenny from Marblehead.
Hi.
Who's Jenny?
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
You know her, Susie?
Wait, who is this, Jenny?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm hostessing at Maddie's, and they told, and the bartender told me about your program. I was like, what?
Oh, my gosh, Maddie's. I miss that place so much. That was the best goddamn bar I've ever been to and worked at.
Ellery and her boyfriend Eric are still working there, but then I took their info down to the boatyard to Richie.
Oh.
And I gave him the info. He goes, what?
Oh, my God. I've got to call Richie.
Hopefully everybody will be typing in.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. I miss everyone in Marblehead. Oh, my Richie. All my old customers down there. That's hysterical.
I know. Oh, my gosh. I went on the computer. I looked in the face. I was like, she's right, Ellery. Ellery, you're right. That is Susie.
How did everyone down there find out about this? That's too funny. Oh, great. Now I can't.
I don't know how she found out about it.
Now I can't make fun of all you Marbleheadas.
Yeah, you see, she's a celeb. She's a celebrity now, so everybody knows about her now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh.
I'm going to have to keep it clean.
What was the question, Jenny?
Are you married to Susie?
Who, me?
Is Susie married?
No, I wish, but no, not this time around.
Do you want to marry her?
Sure.
He's already married.
Would you like to marry us? If you know what, if we were married, we probably wouldn't be able to sit here together.
I know, right?
Yes,
good. That's a good answer. Good answer. You and Senator Edwards.
Yeah, Senator Edwards. Yeah, we're going to talk about that soon. Yeah, but so cool.
You're breaking up, so I will. Oh God, Susie, I can't wait to talk to Dickie down there tomorrow.
Oh, I know. This is too funny. I can't believe this. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, dear. You're
okay,
doing
Jenny.
A good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah, she is.
And give my love to everyone.
I sure will.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, this is Jenny from Massachusetts. Where in Massachusetts?
Marblehead.
Marblehead.
Yeah, it's
nice
absolutely.
Accent. I like that.
You like
that?
Yeah,
the
it
accent?
Was very thick, huh? I mean, sometimes you can't tell, but this one was thick.
Oh, you know what? She might be the new owner of the restaurant.
Oh.
I think that's what it is, because when I worked there, there was a guy named Mark McGee that owned the bar. He was actually the one I used to go hunting in Africa with.
Oh, I see.
And then it changed hands again. Now it just actually, it shut down probably 2 months after I left it, because we... how do I say this? Okay, we make the stiffest drinks in the world there.
Mm-hmm.
In a pint glass, it's like 15 ounces of booze to 1 ounce of mixer. It's a real drunken sailor bar. That's a lot of booze, trust
me. It is, shit.
I think my liver like still hates me from even just living in that town. It's like, no, Susie, no, not again. Pretty much I guaranteed that you would be blacked out if you had two of my drinks.
Really?
Which was actually an issue when I started working in California, because they actually, bars out here want you to measure a precise amount of booze.
Really?
And I'm like, what do you mean you want me to measure? Like, what's an ounce? I don't know what an ounce is. I know what 15 ounces is. Pour more in there. And just get it all in there.
Yeah.
But, oh, that was so nice of her to call in.
Yeah, it really was.
All the
So you don't know her, but she knows you and people that you know.
Yes. Right. Well, everyone in that town kind of knew me after a while.
Wow.
It's a very, very small town, and I don't know. I'm not really a small town kind of girl, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. How long did you live there, did you say?
I was there for 4 years.
4 years? Yeah. Wow.
I actually really love the place. It's actually the home of the United States Navy. Mm-hmm. And let's see. I don't know. It's beautiful. It's right on the water. It's got a gorgeous harbor and all these beautiful boats. And it's just, it's got that old school New England charm about it.
Right.
Quaint. Very, very quaint.
Yeah.
But it gets pretty wicked in the winter. It gets freezing cold, like negative. Yeah.
And that's how
degrees.
You outgrew it.
No, I kind of outgrew. I lost. There weren't enough men left in the town.
She's gone through them all. Yeah, so she had to find new ones.
Yes, yes. Wow. So I decided to move all the way across the country for a nice fresh batch, and now look what I've got.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still so aggro from this morning. Like my blood is literally still boiling. Okay. I just want to wrap my fingers around his nook.
Well,
anyway.
Calm down. Relax.
Yeah, we need something to calm you down.
Relax.
Anyone have a Valium?
You know, the thing is this, is that you have to understand, when people get angry is when things don't go their way, you know. So the thing is, you have to stop and say, okay, so this didn't go my way. Now, can I really control the whole world?
Sam, I'm and Princess Susie. Everything goes my way.
Oh, okay. Mm. Excuse me. I didn't know that. We learn something new every day.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Kay, how long have you known Susie?
How long have I known you?
Maybe since October.
Oh, that long already?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I'm impressed.
Cool. Do you have a girlfriend?
No. Well,
many.
No.
When did you laugh?
He's a man whore.
This was an issue last night, wasn't it?
Apparently.
About me and girlfriends.
Oh, okay. So I you're think. With boyfriends?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Gee,
no.
I mean, how complicated can it be, you know?
No. It's not that complicated. It's just, you know, I don't want a girlfriend.
Oh, you don't want one.
And that's
one.
What girls don't like.
I see. Okay.
But I still want to have girls around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it keeps getting me in trouble.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that not every girl is looking for a relationship, you know? How come Janique didn't do anything with him?
I called him to have him meet us out or, you know, send us to a nice after-hours club. He's got really good taste in music, and I don't know, I figured he would know where to go this weekend. And then, I don't know, what happened? You thought I passed out? Or I told you I was passing out.
Yeah, you did say that. Anyways, I was out with another girl anyways.
Yeah, he had a hot date himself.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
So, what can I do?
Yeah, you're in demand. You're in big demand, and you can't please everybody, so.
No.
No.
That's why he had the air let out of his tires today, and he lost his transportation.
Really?
Yeah, that was a funny one.
Yeah, you got to be careful who you mess with. You know, I mean, women here can be very vindictive. Very.
Actually, speaking of vindictive, the first show that we did last week, and I spoke about my ex Brian from Marblehead. He actually called me this morning because I mentioned that I had a drawer of his 70s porn. And so I got a text message from him being like, "You little bitch, give it back. That stuff's classic. I thought my mom stole it and threw it away." And I'm like, no. It's quite safe
with
me.
Was it on VHS or Betamax?
VHS, yes.
Yeah. There won't be many machines to watch it with.
I know.
Soon, but...
maybe I should convert it to DVDs.
Yes, you should.
Oh, I just have to learn how to do this.
What are the titles? Let's hear some.
But you know what?
Mature
actually,
Muffs.
The thing is...
I like that one.
Yeah. Mature Muffs.
Oh my gosh. Brian, if you're listening, sorry, and you're not getting it back. My muff.
Have you watched it, Mature Muffs?
Oh, yes. I'm blushing. I didn't think it was possible to make me blush, but...
Oh, well, muff is a muff.
I don't know if I'd go for that one first.
No.
Mature Muffs, yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, sometimes they talk about hot women, you know. It's not necessarily like, you know...
Not mature, meaning grandma.
Yeah, exactly. It's not necessarily
right.
grandma.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Well, this was mature, meaning, you know, you're 18 and over.
Yeah, right.
So... I'm going to go with that. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. What's mature to you?
18 and over.
18 and over.
Okay. Well, I don't know. 18's still really young. And the Franz is younger than me, too, so he's not even mature. He's only 23.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's kind of... Maybe that's where I went wrong.
Maybe that explains a lot, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? I'm trying to figure out. I think in 3 years, he's still going to be just the same way.
Okay. Fair enough. I can see it.
We were talking about this, and you can't change people. I don't know why women are always trying to fix men or change them. I think we all just need to, you know, realize that we can't do it.
Yeah. True. Yeah, I was just telling Susie this morning that it's something that I think it's a girl trait to go for. What they see in a guy is kind of the potential. That's what they like in a guy.
A potential for?
For whatever they want. They see something that they think that they can shape a guy into whatever they want somehow.
Yeah.
And that's why they... You know, a lot of girls end up sticking around with super douchebags like Franz. Oh. Or me.
Or you.
Or yeah. you.
You're like the king douchebag. I just don't think...
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think people were meant to be monogamous and just kind of...
Good. I'm glad you brought that up because you mentioned it quickly during the break.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think men and women are not supposed to be monogamous?
I don't know. It just doesn't ever seem to work. I mean, if you go back like a gazillion years, right. Men are always... They've constantly been whoring around.
Right.
And women are constantly just trying to like get them to... I don't know.
Hey, women can whore.
Tie them
too.
Down.
Tie them down.
Yeah, settle down.
Well, that's the thing about the double standard these days. I think women are whoring around a lot more than they used to, just because we're a lot more liberated and we're actually working and we're educated and we can support ourselves and we don't necessarily need the men to do that.
Yeah. And basically what you just said, I think, can be summed up with they follow their instincts. They follow their desires.
Yes.
And which goes back to the fact that I tend to agree with you. We're not monogamous because the thing is this. Look, let's say you're a man, okay? Mm. And all your life you're conditioned to look at women, to be attracted to them and so forth and all that. And then one day you settle down with a girlfriend or a wife and you're supposed to stop being attracted to the opposite sex.
Already. I don't think you're supposed to. Our society says our society, that you are.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, monogamy, you know, this institution of marriage or, you know, even when you're in a like permanent relationship is... you know, that you're supposed to suddenly be attracted to the opposite sex, you know? If you just mention it, you just so much as look the other way, you know, your partner is going to get pissed off. And so that's why I agree with you. It's not a stable...
It's not natural.
No, it's not natural and it's not a stable state of affairs at all, you know? Because you're constantly attracted to the other sex. I mean, that's why your spouse picked you in the first place, because you're attracted to them. You
and
know?
Then you and get then old suddenly, and you're not attractive
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, and it's like, what do you want me to be attracted to men? Well, I'm attracted like, to women, you know? And
well, it's
and
also
I'm
like
not
cars. You know what I mean? Like, you have your car, and you know, it's nice and shiny and new, and it's so much fun to drive, and then you drive it, and you ride it hard, and then all of a sudden, you know, one day it gets old, and, you know, it starts falling apart, so what do? You trade it in for a new one.
Right.
Yeah, it's the trade-up thing, I think, that most people...
But not only that, though. I mean, the thing is, let's say you're in a marriage, but you're constantly attracted to other women, and you look at them and whatever,
yeah.
you know.
But
your
wife
is still not going to be happy with that. But the thing is that you're acting on your basic instinct as a human being.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And I think that the reason why the wife gets angry about it is because she's scared that you're going to trade up on her,
right?
And trade her in for the.
Why are we
younger,
saying that the wife is going to get
no,
mad?
No,
why
I'm
can't
saying
it
the other way
husband?
Around.
Or the husband,
no, the
you
other
know?
Way around,
yeah.
too. No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, we just gave an example.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's just an example. It's not sexist in any way.
Yeah, Miss Feminine. I mean...
Misogynistic. Misogynistic.
No.
But
it
is usually the wife who whines about
no,
it.
No, I was going to say Miss...
Honestly.
Never mind.
Whatever. I don't know, but biology, you know, men are supposed to go out there and like to sow their wild oats and, you know,
right. as many partners as possible.
As many partners as possible, and women right. are not supposed to do that. But I also consider it kind of like a vanity issue if men are like constantly trying to do that. You know, they're just like, oh, I am so fabulous. I want to have as many. And actually, to this day, like biology is kind of conflicting, I would say, because men don't want to go out there and have as many kids as possible. And that's
no, not
why,
as many kids, but...
Well, biology has kind of like programmed men to be attracted to women.
Right, right.
That way their genes will win out.
Right.
And if we kind of, you know, men these days, they don't want to sleep around and have as many kids as possible.
Right.
That's the last thing they want.
They
right.
just
want
to sleep around.
But
they
that's because of culture, not because of nature.
Yes.
In nature, we would want to, you know. We would want to multiply as much as possible. And that's why... nature makes us attracted to so many different women. But the female part is to really build a nest, you know, and with a good provider for the offspring. I mean, the female's ultimate goal is to care for her offspring, to ensure that they survive. And the way
yeah.
to do that is with a strong male who's got good genes to ensure that the offspring...
Franzi.
And, you know, and all that. So, I mean, and you see this in animals, too, you know. So so all the rules we've created as a society, as a culture, are totally against our nature.
Yeah.
So I tend to agree with you. We're not really a monogamous society, although
I hope your
I
wife
think
isn't
we've
listening.
Learned, I mean, we're in a monogamous society. We're not, yeah. Well, my wife never listens. And when she does, you know, I told her, you know, I don't go to work with you, don't go to work with me. You know, listen. The radio's not for you. but no, regardless, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is what I think. It doesn't mean I'm going to go out and fuck around. I'm just saying that, yes,
in a perfect world.
I'm constantly attracted to the other sex because that's who I am. That's what I am.
You can be attracted to other people and not fuck around.
Right.
You know, exactly. You could stay.
Yeah, but dedicated. That's against our nature. That's what I'm saying. You know,
somebody out there can.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Quest for Fire. This was like about the caveman and stuff. And there was not a word spoken in the movie because apparently they didn't have a language yet.
Yeah.
They were just sort of like growling and that. So, ooh. I mean, there's a part there where the female is washing the clothes in the river and the male approaches her from behind, bends her over, and sticks it to her. No words exchanged, no questions asked. He just does it, just like fucking animals.
Ah, the good old days.
Can you imagine if I just went down the parking or down to, you know, the downtown LA and I'm walking around and I get bent over the fountain?
I would love to do that.
That would be spectacular. I mean,
that would be fucking awesome. You know? So that's what I'm saying. This is what we are, you know? And then we try to limit what we can do with our culture and our standards and all that stuff. But I guess, you know, living in the society, we have to subscribe to it also, you know? If you want, because sometimes, you know, I mean, I've talked to some people, you know, I'm usually in a monogamous relationship, you know. I've had some periods where I wasn't, you know, and I was just screwing around and stuff. But for the most part, I've been in relationships. When I spoke to people that have not been in long relationships, they're all hungry for it. You know, they're all deep inside want someone to be there next to them, you know, to care for them too. So it is conflicting.
Well, isn't that kind of like the grass is always greener on the other side?
I don't know if it's necessarily so. I think we're social creatures, and I think we need that monogamy thing. You know, we need...
Right.
I don't think that we necessarily... that it's necessarily a natural thing, but I think, you know, culturized.
Well,
culturized.
I know for sure that there's... You know, there's a lot of people out there in a monogamous relationship who just want to get out.
Right. Absolutely.
And they want to get back to being single. So.
Yeah, but then again, they go into another relationship, you know?
Well, that's... Yeah. Like, I don't know. I actually am always in a relationship. I'm one of those people that always has a boyfriend.
Girlfriend.
Well, I don't know. Like, the relationships vary in length, but I mean, I always have a boyfriend. You know, I've had a lot of them.
Right. And a lot of lovers outside those relationships.
Usually I have a lot of boyfriends.
Right.
You know, so it could be a week-long thing. No, not simultaneously. Well, actually, once upon a time, I did have one in like two countries and three different states. But I don't know. That was a one-time thing a long time ago.
Sounds like a four-time thing to me.
Well, hey, or five. No, two countries. Yeah, five-time thing.
Oh, wow.
But for the most part, when I'm in a relationship, I'm usually fairly monogamous, unless something really great pops up.
Really? Well, that was not the impression I got before, but I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, like, you know? Well, you know what I mean? Like, well, I'm in a relationship with the Franz right now, and I haven't cheated on him.
Right, but this is the first time, maybe, that you haven't cheated on someone, right?
Well...
No, but you mentioned that you've cheated several
times. I have cheated several times, I have. Right. But for the longest time, I did not, and then it wasn't until I was actually cheated on that I kind of, like, I just threw up my hands, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone else is doing it, I'm going to fucking do it, too.
Really?
And people just...
Rather than think, it makes me feel so bad, then I'm not going to make somebody else feel that.
Well,
way.
I do feel badly, and that's why I don't oftentimes want to tell the person that I've cheated on them.
Right.
You know, it comes down to, like, the honesty issue. And it's not that I'm trying to be a cold, heartless bitch. It's that I really just don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, why should
I... Well, don't
inflict...
hurt my feelings by not doing it in the first place. How about that?
Well, but that's not in my nature.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Right, yeah,
why should I defy, like, what is in my personal nature?
No, exactly. Well, look, how do you ever argue with the answer of, I don't want to?
Exactly.
You can't argue with that, you know? So, so that's what you say, you know?
Yeah.
You do what you want, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our motto of the whole radio station. We say what we want.
There you go. And we have another guest waiting, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Lifetime TV presents a brand new dating game where one woman must choose among three men. It's gay, straight, or Aiken.
Okay, Sally, you're about to meet one guy who likes girls, one who likes boys, and one who will never tell no matter how many times Diane Sawyer asks.
I'm ready.
Gay, straight, or Aiken. One single woman must figure out who's a homo, who's a hetero, and who's a manilo.
Sally, time to make your decision.
Okay. Contestant number one, you're gay.
No.
Then you're straight?
No.
Oh, wait, I got it! You're Clay Aiken!
Bingo! You want me to sing a song?
No, thank you.
It's the dating game with a twist like no other. Unless you count playing it straight or boy meets boy. Gay, straight, or Aiken. Only on Lifetime. Television for women. And possibly Clay Aiken.
Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
Everybody's in the studio, and of course we have Susie with us, as always.
Hello.
We have Kay.
Hi.
And let's bring up your mic.
Hello. Well,
wait a minute. This mic, hold on just a second. Susie, say something.
Hi, guys. Janique's listening. I'm so excited. I just got a text message from her. Hi, JoJo. I'm glad you're back in school.
Okay. Sorry about that. And we have another guest. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what is your name?
Amber Lane.
Amber Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Are you, you're not from LA, right?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from a small town in Tennessee. And
really?
Then I moved to Chicago, and then I moved out here.
So, really?
Yeah.
You got rid of your accent pretty well.
Yeah, I tried.
Aw. Aww.
How long have you been in LA?
2 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, a real fresh. Wow. Freshie.
Yeah.
We got some fresh meat in the studio.
Right off the bus, huh? So what do you think so far?
I like it.
Really?
I like the weather much better than in Chicago because of the snow, and
that's
I was raised in the South.
Yeah. Oh. So how do you end up moving from Tennessee to Chicago?
Well, I like the music that was coming out of there, mm-hmm. so I went out there, but it's more of a punk rock type city, and you can probably tell by looking at me, I'm not very punk rock. So.
You're not very punk rock. So no. What, are you into country and stuff?
No.
No?
That's why you left Tennessee. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so you left for Chicago because you like the music there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you left for LA because you like the weather?
Not only that, but because of the music, too. And I recorded my last demo in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
And I worked with a guy that used to be in Train. He played guitar for Train and everything. So when I got done with that, he's like, you need to go to L.A. There's no room for pop rock music in Nashville. So,
really? Wow.
Yeah.
I would think they'd have it by now, you know? I mean, but so they're just like locked in on country and that's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I looked at open mic nights to play there and they only had country artists playing.
Really? Aww.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you grew up a redneck, pretty much.
No,
I'm kidding.
I was always the outcast, so.
She thinks my tractor sexy. She turns me on.
So what was it like living in a small town? I mean, does everybody know everybody and
yes.
stuff? Really?
Does everybody sleep with everyone?
Yes, that's pretty much all there is to do there.
Yeah.
So.
Thank God you got out, sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, everybody I went to high school with is already married with, like, 5 kids.
Really?
Yeah.
But you decided you wanted a career first.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good
That's
for you.
Terribly unfortunate for them.
Yeah, I know.
I always salute people
that
grew up in small towns and then they muster up the courage to leave.
Yeah.
You know, because I would imagine, you know, you don't have that big city mentality in the first place. So to take that chance and did you move by yourself too?
Yes. I didn't know anybody when I went there.
Wow.
Well, it's like people coming from another country as well. I mean, like Tennessee might as well be.
Yeah. So. I agree.
And same thing here? You don't know anybody here?
Oh, I have friends here.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
so
I already
you're connected already.
Yeah.
Good, good. So, I mean, did you know those people before you moved here? Or you just,
yeah.
Oh, really?
I have a friend that's actually from North Carolina. She's an actress.
Uh-huh.
And she moved out here to pursue acting. She moved to New York first and then out here.
Cool. So. Cool. Nice. And let me clarify this. So, I mean, because if you just say to someone, I moved because I like the music in Chicago, it doesn't make sense, you know, then get a friggin' radio or something. but no, you're a musician, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you first discover that you like music and you want to make a career out of it?
Well, I started playing when I was 5. I started playing piano. Mm-hmm. I started singing when I was 7. And I went to see New Kids on the Block, and I was like, oh, that's what I want to do.
Yeah. I love them.
I know.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, actually.
Which one did you have a crush on?
Joey.
I had a crush on Donnie. Yeah. Well, he's hot. Okay. He's dreamy. Shut up,
and
Karen.
And Kay, what about you? Who do you have a crush on?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them. Yeah, he's not picky.
No, he's not.
Thank you.
So go on. So you wanted to be like the Backstreet Boys.
Kind of when I was younger, yeah.
Right.
And I remember I was on the playground and I like had no friends because I wanted to start a band and nobody would practice with me. So they're all like, "Okay, weird little girl." So
yeah. So so you play the piano,
mm-hmm.
And you were singing with it, playing and singing at the same time?
Yes, and
really?
I did, like, school plays, school musicals and everything. But it was hard to get a solo because everybody knew everybody, and, like, people were related to the music director of the school.
Everyone's related to everyone.
Yeah, and I wasn't related to anybody, hardly. So, because my parents had lived in Atlanta and North Carolina and everything, so I wasn't related to anybody, so I really had to fight to get any... buddy to listen to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, but that's good. I mean, you know, when you overcome these things, it just success becomes even sweeter.
See, I had the opposite problem. My mom was always the music teacher at the school, the Catholic school where I went from kindergarten through sixth grade. So I always had the lead in every play, even though it was like, I suck. I can't sing. I can't act. And she's like, whatever. I got all the leads. So I know, I kind of know how you feel. I actually didn't want the roles. It was too much pressure. I'm like, I just want to go do something else. But...
So so you moved to Chicago, when was that? How long ago?
In 2004.
So 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And so didn't you think of L.A. first? I mean, why Chicago?
I did, but, you know, it was, L.A. is so much further away from Tennessee, too.
Right, okay. And Chicago's much closer.
Yeah.
I see.
Chicago. I've never been to Chicago. What's it like?
Oh, it's beautiful.
They say it's beautiful. I've never been either.
It's a great city.
Yeah.
But don't go in the winter. I moved there in October. And, you know, first culture shock coming from a small town. And then, you know, next thing I know, there's like 3 feet of snow on the ground. And I'm like, how do I drive in this?
It's so much fun driving in the snow, though. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah. Driving the snow. I remember when I lived in Vegas in 1979.
You're dating yourself, Sammy.
Yeah, that's okay. Everybody knows. You know, I used to be the youngest in the room, and before I know it, now I'm the oldest in the room every time.
Well,
I don't know
what
the hell. It does happen to the best of us, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you're still in the room.
Yeah. So back then, I was, I lived in Vegas, and one day it snowed in town, in Vegas.
Really?
It snowed heavily, too. So everybody's trying to drive, and I'm driving, and I've never driven in snow before, and ice.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm just driving, and I'm trying to turn, and the car keeps going straight, and all that, because you really have to know how to drive in snow, right?
Yes.
And you need chains as well. But nobody had chains there, nobody this, and there were just accidents all over the place. You
oh,
know?
No.
So that was, yeah, so you'd never lived in snow before, right?
No.
Yeah. What about the winds? Is it really windy there?
Yes.
Really?
Like, when it gets icy on the roads,
right.
When I used to drive, like, a Honda Civic, and it was little, and when it would get icy, the wind would blow, and my car would start blowing, too.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, what's happening? Then I got an SUV, and it's okay.
Yeah, I guess. I hate wind. Do you like the wind?
You know what? I actually do like the wind. I was actually sitting out on the Venice Pier the other day, and like the wind was blowing in my hair and like on my
face.
Oh
yeah, and yeah. Look, when you're
at
the beach
sailing.
And stuff, it's fine. But but sometimes it causes like destruction. You know, when it's like really strong winds. I used to live in Northridge, and it's really windy there in the valley.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, trees would be down, power lines, and this is just like a normal day.
Yeah.
You know, so
it can definitely be very dangerous.
Yeah. So I would imagine. Plus, in Chicago, it's really cold. So with the wind chill factor, my God. So
yeah,
how did so
pretty
you
miserable.
Did you ever get used to that cold?
No.
No.
No, I mean like I lived there over 3 years and I still was putting on like 10 layers if it was below 0. I'm like, "Okay, 10 layers. Let's go."
Really?
Yeah, and why? I would hide in my house like I don't want to go anywhere. It's too cold and snowy.
Yeah. And what was the weather like in Tennessee? Is it much like here or
it's really hot and humid.
Humid, right?
Yeah.
All the South is humid pretty much it seems, right?
Wow. Yeah, I actually had a fiance from Tennessee. Back in the day.
Yeah. She's had a fiancé in just about every state. Yeah.
No, only four.
Oh, only four?
Yes.
Sorry.
Come on, Sam. Keep it straight.
Well, you know, it hasn't been that long yet. I'm still learning.
Well, maybe we should have a big map of America on the wall here and have a pin for each fiancé.
Exactly,
you've
a
had.
Pin, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Then we can keep track.
Yeah. Or get a belt with notches, you know, for every guy.
No. I'd have to gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding for all the people out there that think I'm a total whore. I'm really not.
No, she's not. She just talks like one.
Yes. Actually, we were discussing the difference between like sluts and whores, and
sluts
I was like,
and whores.
I was like, I would never want to be a slut. I was like, but a whore's not so bad. And he's like, no, it's totally the opposite. Sluts are really cool. You were
sluts
saying.
Sluts are great. Yeah, sluts are great.
Yeah, because sluts want it, and hookers want your money. So
yeah, whores have ulterior motives, and sluts they just want to have money.
Well, I'm sure Amber didn't come in here to talk about hookers. So let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go.
Sorry,
back.
Amber.
Well, I may have. You never.
Yeah, she's like, where did I end up?
Which one do you like better, sluts or whores?
Well, if I had to choose, I'd rather be a whore because I'd make money.
Yeah, there you go.
But a slut would have more fun.
Yeah, but I'm business-minded a little there. So.
Oh, gotcha. Now, did you go to school for your music at all?
I tried, but they tried to make me sing opera.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yuck.
No. Yeah, I'm like, not so much.
Not if you're into pop rock. There's no way.
No.
Not opera. So, okay, so then you moved from Chicago. You realized what? That there's no chances for career there?
I couldn't really get in a band, and I didn't want beer bottles thrown at my face. And all the bands I went to listen to, like I was into like Screeching Weasel, the Riverdales, the Methadone, stuff like that, and Alistair, and I'd go to their shows, and they'd have like beer bottles thrown at them.
Wow.
And that's just like fun for them. And
really?
I'm like... Okay.
Is that because people didn't like him
so
or
So there
what?
Were people no, who were into having they, beer bottles?
Yeah, they liked it. They're like, you know, try to throw cups so I can at least catch the beer in my mouth. You know, and I'm sitting here like, I don't want to go through that. But it's a really rough crowd out there if you're
wow,
starting out. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't like that?
No. So then I moved to, actually I lived in Orange County for 4 months before I moved here and that didn't work out. I was too far from LA and I had a demo I had made in Chicago, which wasn't the sound I wanted. It was more orchestrated and electronic, and it just wasn't what I wanted. So my roommate, too, skipped out on me on the rent.
Really?
Oh, yeah, so I couldn't really afford nice. It. So I had to move back to Tennessee, which I didn't really want to go back. I moved back there and recorded in Nashville the second time. Mm. And then after I got that done, I came out here.
Great. So you recorded, what, singles or a whole album?
Just three songs.
Three songs. Mm-hmm. Cool. And I want to listen to some of them, so I'm going to go to your MySpace. Okay. And if you want to give it on the air, so everybody will know also.
Okay, it is myspace.com/AmberLaneMusic.
Okay.
How do you spell your last name?
L-A-N-E. It's actually my middle name, but my last name is hard to pronounce and everything, and I always got called everything, so I went my middle name.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool. And
has a nice flow okay. to it. Amber Lane.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to remember, too. So.
Cool. Okay, so I see there are three songs here.
Yeah.
And we'll try another breakup song.
Yeah, that's insulting an ex-boyfriend, so.
Oh, yeah?
It's always fun.
Cool. Amber Lane. I like it, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
It's really cool. It's like original. Now, did you write the song, Amber?
I wrote the lyrics. I can't write music.
Really?
Because I can't play guitar. I can only play bass and piano.
Oh, so. I see. But piano, you can write music, no?
I can, but I never paid attention in theory.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you just do chords. I mean, just find, you know, or if you have a tune in your head, you just kind of find the chords for it and stuff, you know. And
yeah.
I know piano is a little different from a guitar and stuff, but and plus you could always learn the guitar. I mean, you chose a musical career.
Yeah.
You know, you should be able to write music too, you know, because it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I learned to do melodies, but I haven't been able to do the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well.
Maybe in time.
Yeah.
This sounds like my boyfriend. You bitch and you moan and you don't have a car. Oh my god. What are you doing later?
Okay, cool. So, Amber Lane. This is cool. So, how did you record it? Did you hook up with some people?
Yeah, I hooked up with Tony and Will and... Mm-hmm. Nashville, and like I said, Tony used to work with Train and everything, and he's a very good songwriter. He's actually does more country, though. He actually made a few hits for Josh Grayson.
Right.
So
this song sort of had like a country flavor to it, not the instruments, but the melody of it.
A little bit of a twang in the melody.
Yeah.
I actually I just got a message from the ex-boyfriend in Massachusetts, and he said that you would sound hotter with a southern accent. He really likes southern girls. So can you give us a little bit of that Tennessee accent just really quickly?
I can try. Let me see.
And his name's Brian, so give it.
Hi, Brian. That's about as good as it gets because I tried so hard to lose it.
Oh no.
I know, it's funny with accent. Huh? I mean, for 32 years I've been trying to lose my accent, only to find that people tell you no, you should keep it. You know, you should be yourself, you know, and that's cool, you know, so, but yeah, I guess you come to LA and people have like all kinds of preconceived notions about southern accent and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Same in Chicago. I mean,
really?
They just kind of looked at me like I was crazy when I talked to them. They didn't understand me.
Yeah. You sound actually like you have more of a Chicago accent than the Tennessee.
Yeah, I really picked up on it when I moved there. I think it's a heavier accent.
Yeah.
It's like people.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know. I can hear the southern accent there.
Yeah, it's a little mixed.
Yeah, it is. You know, you kind of you come to LA, you lose your identity. You know, you don't know who the hell you are anymore.
I know people are always like, "Where are you from?" And I'm like, "New York." And they're like, "Oh my god, you don't sound like a New Yorker." And I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm not from like you know, the Bronx or you know, Long Island." Oh my god, I need a coffee. Yeah. It's like this is stupid.
Yeah. And Kate, did you tell us where you're originally from? I don't remember.
Yeah, from Canada.
That's right.
He's a Canuck.
Yeah. It shows you my memory span. You know, I'm like a goldfish. You know, 2 seconds later, I forget everything.
Well, your memory and my attention span were a great team.
Yeah, there you go. We'll never know what the hell we're talking about.
gotta stay on track somehow.
So those two gentlemen you mentioned, they mm-hmm. wrote the melody and helped you record it as well?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And you recorded this at a studio, mm-hmm. right? Where, in Tennessee or Chicago?
In Tennessee. In Tony's studio. He has he had a big house in Nashville, and it had a basement that was just this huge studio. It was very nice. So
cool. Nice.
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to record the three songs? I mean, did you do them one after another, or?
Well, we spread it out with the writing. Mm-hmm. The writing took about 3 days to 1 day per song, and then recording, I did it all in 1 day, about probably 6 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But that's not long. I mean, you obviously didn't do many takes.
No, I had to do 3 takes, and that
really?
Was it.
Really? Nice. Yeah. So you know what you were doing.
Yeah, because I'd recorded before, too, and I practiced a lot.
Really?
Because he's, a seriously really good producer. I'm like, I don't want to go in there not knowing what I'm doing, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. So, are you still on your own here in L.A., or have you been looking for an agent?
And I am looking for a manager, and I'm finding a lot of crazy people.
Yeah, there are a lot of crazy people.
There are so many out there.
Yeah.
And they prey on people like you because you're new and mm-hmm. you're not familiar with the city. So, yes, you have to be a little careful, and whenever people ask you for money, forget about it.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer.
Yeah. No, just run for the hills. And let's play another song. This tune is called Totally Happy Someday, and it's mm-hmm. Amber Lane. Tend to see a theme here in the lyrics of the songs here.
Yeah, I get all my anger out in my music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've been burned by men several times, would
oh, yeah.
you say? Really? Who hasn't, right?
I know how to pick them.
Me too.
So I guess the best way to get this out is to really write a song about it, right?
Yeah. And then I'm not bitter anymore.
Yeah, then you tell them off right in the song.
Maybe I should write a song.
Yeah. No, you're on the radio. You're in a better position
this
to
this is my
tell
therapy.
People off. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell anybody off here. It's simple.
I was saying that to the Franz the other day. We got in this huge fight, and we were, screaming at each other, and I was like, the whole world is going to know how much you suck. I just, you just suck. And he's like, don't tell the whole world I suck. I'm like, no, I'm going to. You will be so sorry.
Does the Franz listen to the show?
Yes, he does. And believe it or not, he's still, I don't know.
Oh, shit, I wonder if he'll still be my friend after this.
No, the radio does things to people. But yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, if he doesn't like it, it doesn't like it.
If he doesn't like it, he doesn't like it.
He just doesn't care about
anything. That's your
life.
You seem to me like you don't really, you're carefree pretty much. I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He rolls with the punches.
Yeah. I roll with it.
What do you give a shit, you know?
Yeah, wherever the wind goes.
You'll find another Franz. Right? If he doesn't,
I don't think there is.
He doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Oh, I can't wait for the day that I bring the Franz in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's totally dispensable. Yeah.
You just gave me a death look, Sam. You're like, please do
not bring the
Franz in.
I didn't. I was trying to figure out what you were saying because my mind was somewhere else. But that's okay.
Get it out of the gutter.
Yeah. You can bring him. You can bring anybody you want.
You've noticed, I do. Just picked up this guy today. Seriously.
Yeah. So, Amber. So you're looking for a manager, right? Mm-hmm. What about an agent? I mean, don't you need an agent in order to find places to perform and to record and things like that?
Well, I would need to find a band, and every time I find I try to find guitarists and stuff because I'll play bass or piano, whichever.
Really?
And every time I don't know where to look for guitarists. Really, I put ads on Craigslist. I get every pervert in LA.
Really?
Wow, you're pretty. You want to go to a lake house with me over the weekend? I'm like, I don't know you, sir.
Yeah.
No.
Then take down your friggin' pictures, first of all.
I know, okay? Right?
Yeah, take the friggin' pictures off and tell them, on the merit of my music, you know, are you interested? You know, but there's also Music Connection magazine. Have you picked that up?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you see, before there was the internet, there was Music Connection, and that's an LA publication. Mm-hmm. Costs maybe $3-4. It's weekly, and there's all kinds of people looking for bands.
Or what about just going to open mic nights around town, checking out that way you can kind of like interview people. And you know, you could see and actually hear what they look like, and you know, like if they're actually talented, if they have any credibility.
Yeah, I could try that. I haven't been able to find me. I live in the Valley. I live in Agoura Hills.
Right.
I've been looking around, and I'm like, I don't know where any are. I don't even think I've seen a bar out there.
No, so no. The Valley, there's nothing in the Valley. There. Okay, I live in Sherman Oaks. There's nothing in the Valley. You need to go in the city.
Okay.
And into the city, you go to Sunset, you go to Hollywood, and there's just endless.
Kay's actually endless. In the music industry, so he might know.
Well, I'm not in the live music industry, but I do know that.
Then what other kind of is there? Like dead?
Recording.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Only dead artists. Yeah. No, but I do know that there's a general rule on the Sunset Strip where you have to pay to play.
Really?
Really?
And it's really, it's awful.
But
actually.
Not everybody. I know like a couple bands at Whiskey A Go-Go. They're not paying.
No,
they just
yeah,
have to sell some tickets.
That's what it is. And the promoters say to you as a band with no money, they say, here, buy these 25 tickets or sell these 25 tickets.
Right.
And for every ticket that you don't sell out of the 25, they're going to take it out of you.
Yeah.
They're
but you know what?
You
when you think about it, they have to. You know why? Because they have
the
so many people.
All the hacks that they would have coming up.
Well, not only that, but there's so many bands that want to play. How do you choose which ones you're going to play? You know, so the thing is...
Could be through talent, maybe, you know, instead
yeah,
of
but I mean, but what, you're going to sit there all day and start, you know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they have a bar.
Well, you know, that's the way that they used to.
They have a club. They want to have good music. If you can bring me good music, then, you know, let's see you bring people in. Because otherwise, if you don't pay, then he has to pay to have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I understand. A band definitely has to have a draw.
Yeah.
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 But
and not just a band. In anything where you're talented, but you're not known yet. You know, sometimes you have to pay to play.
But
that's different than somebody trying to take advantage of her, saying he's a manager or something, and they just want to get into her pants.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's
different.
It's
different. But yeah. There is definitely, I think, a little bit of piracy going on with people at the Whiskey charging bands to play there.
Yeah.
Because I think that, you know, what the hell else are they doing all day?
Yeah.
They could actually listen to a band and check them out and see if there's going to be a draw. And if there is, then
I suppose.
And if they don't have a draw, then they cut the losses and go to the next
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, but you can imagine as the owner of the club, if you have to face every night with no people there, with no patrons,
That's why you need a good booking manager.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. But with so much competition, I suppose you have to pay to stand out in one way
it's
or another.
True. Yeah, it's true.
At the bar where I recently left up in Malibu, it was the live concert venue, and you wouldn't believe some of the people that would come up to me at the bar, and you know they'd hand me like a demo CD, and like the picture of them was them like 40 years ago, and it's like you know I hand the demo thing to our booking the talent agents or the talent booking people, and they're just like oh you know I'll check this out, and I'm like by the way this is totally not the person that handed me this demo tape, I mean people just like portray themselves completely differently to try and get the gigs and things like that, and sometimes I don't know aesthetics actually matter with when it comes to it.
Oh, yeah, aesthetics definitely matter.
Yeah. It really does.
You're trying to develop a fan base.
So, Amber, you need to wear a short skirt.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll style you up right now. Is that cool?
Do it okay. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because you still look like you're from a small town and everything, sort of conservative and all that, you know. And but yeah, trust Susie. I mean, she would turn you into she'd turn you into a slut in no time.
Hey, a fun loving slut.
Okay, yeah.
She wants to be a whore, not a slut.
Yeah, I want to make money.
Oh,
yeah,
there you shoot, go. That's right.
Yeah, just yeah. Well,
again,
yeah.
The short skirt.
Yeah. You see, she knows it works for her every time, so yeah, try that.
How do you think I got this gig?
But no, definitely, I mean, you have to have this in-your-face kind of appearance for people to notice you, you know?
Yeah.
Simply because there's just so much happening in L.A., you know? And if you don't toot your own horn and really try to make it, people will step over you on the way to the top.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, definitely, because there are a lot of people out there who are trying to make it, and... what general rule is if you don't believe in yourself then why should somebody else
you know,
and that's how they're gonna
that's true you know
take it.
And just like anything else you know you deal with a lot of rejection and Again, because there's so many people and they look for different things and stuff like that. But I think you should really find like a niche, you know, like a certain type of music, you know, that's your own, you know, and that's different. And I think, you know, you've got pretty unique music here, you know, pretty original.
Yeah, it sounds
I
like
think.
It, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like the sound.
Do you?
Yeah.
Cool.
I was kind of rocking out. I could see myself in the car, like, on a day when I, like, really hate the Franz driving by, being like, that fucking asshole, I'm gonna kill him. Rocking out.
Okay, let's hear The Last Night.
Yeah, this is like a ballad. It's my softer side.
Is it? Probably also telling him off, right?
Kinda. Yeah. Not as bad.
Kind of like of what's her name, Allison
in Chains?
No.
In Wonderland.
No. What's her name? Come on, the famous one. Okay, if I can't remember, you. All right, I will think about it. It's not Allison. It's something similar, but I'll think about it. Who sings like Jagged Pill?
Oh, Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette. That's what I'm trying to say.
It does have a little bit of that to it.
It kind of like the singing, you know?
Yeah. The quality in your voice. Sorry, Allison Chain.
I was like, I don't think I've ever heard them do anything like that.
No, not quite.
That's the next album.
It's their softer side.
Yeah, Alanis Morissette. No, but... But I, you know, I think you do pretty well. You know,
you
put an album together or something, and you know, but and look, the thing is that to always get started, you need to start small. You know, you started the small clubs, and then people hear you, and then you develop your own following. You know,
yeah.
And but you're still young. I mean, you got your whole life ahead of you. You know,
how old are you?
I'm actually. How old do you think I am? Because I'm a lot older than I look.
Really?
I'm gonna go 22.
That's my
That's
guess
what
too.
I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah. 26.
Really?
Are you really?
Ah.
Welcome to the
Wow.
Club.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Well, good. So you're going to have a long life.
Yeah.
Cool. And so is your family still back in Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you live in Agoura Hills now?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a roommate and everything?
No, I just have a cat.
Really? A cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a nice pussy?
Yes, he's very nice.
Meow.
Yeah, she couldn't let that one slide.
Sorry.
Yeah, you pretty much set it up for her.
Yeah. I thought of that after I said it. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys think of, I'm going to change the subject for a minute, but Senator John Edwards, right? We all heard the story. The guy came out and admitted that he had an affair, like not even a year ago. I mean, this is still when he was running.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Anybody?
Well, okay. He's the
What's the question?
There is no question. I mean, I'm waiting for someone to go, what?
Now, was there a baby or no?
There's a baby, but he claims it's not his.
Oh, okay.
But he won't take a test. Now, this is a guy whose wife is dying of cancer, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And who's in the public eye and showing once again, okay? And that's what we were talking about. Nature makes men do crazy things. You know, because, I mean, that sexual desire, it like clouds everything, every possible judgment, you know. And I think it goes directly from your brain into your genitals without really going through any logical areas in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why we have this double standard for politicians. Like, I mean, yes, they're in the public eye, and yes, we're supposed... I don't know, like why...
But it's not a double standard. The point is this. Look, a politician is elected based on his integrity, you know, his trustworthiness.
But he's human. You know, when it comes down to it, they're all human. We're all human, and we're all going to make mistakes, and we're all going to do things like this. And I don't think that... I don't know. I don't really think...
Yeah, well, these things destroy careers simply because it's against our social mores. You know, I mean, people are not supposed to have affairs, you know? And you figure, if this guy can cheat and lie, I don't want him to be... My president.
Yeah, definitely. You can't You can't trust
yeah.
a cheater, right?
I mean, you know, yeah.
It's pretty indecent, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, a cheater is someone that, by definition, you can't trust them.
Yeah.
You know, they betray the trust, you know.
But so. I do think that it is an overhyped story.
Overhyped?
Yeah, I do. Until we find out that is actually his love child, I don't care.
But it doesn't matter if it's a shit child or not. I mean, that's the scandal for me.
For me, that's the
is
scandal.
Is that the scandal?
Yeah.
The kid?
Yeah, that's what I care about. I want to know. I want to get the test results. Let's get them. Come on, John.
All right. Well, you know,
same
whatever.
Same thing's happening in my soap opera right now too.
Yeah, the same thing happens.
I'm the Young and the Restless.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When the hell do you have time for soap operas?
I actually watch it online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Online.
I finally turned off my. I'm doing everything online now. You know, I'm so glad I figured out this internet radio thing. It's brilliant. Yeah. But so I watch my soap opera online. That way, I don't have to TiVo it. I don't have to pay for cable anymore. Yeah. It's the only thing I ever care about watching.
Really?
Mm.
And what, you watch it on a computer screen?
Yep. That's watching my computer. Yeah. No, I lay in bed and I watch my computer.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's perfect. With a glass of wine, it's grand.
Watch my computer. Okay, sounds good.
So maybe Senator Edwards should apply for a job on The Young and the Restless now.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have to.
Maybe they're going to be hiring because he won't have another job.
Yeah. But I mean, he's such a goody-two-shoe, you know? And it's like, he's the last
one. I think we like seeing things like
that. He's a goody-two-shoes? Yeah.
I think so, or he appeared
not
to be.
Anymore, I guess.
No, but he's appeared to be, you know? That's why I think it's so scandalous, because he's the last one you would expect it from.
Right.
You know?
Well,
he's a religious man and all that stuff. You know?
That's bullshit. All the religious people, they're the worst ones.
Come on. They're so the worst ones.
But
all that, I agree with all that suppressed sexuality for the entire time that you're growing up.
Look at me. Look how I turned out.
I know,
look
at my Susie. God. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not ashamed
bursting
of anything.
Out at the seams.
Bursting.
Okay, let's take one last break, and we'll be back after this.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer. You've known for months that tax day was coming up, but you just keep putting off filling out those forms, like putting off a visit to the proctologist.
Yes, the two are similar.
It's automatic, Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer, which means that you don't even have to come up with a lame, albeit creative, excuse.
My dog ate my W-2.
You put the pro in procrastination. So on April 15, forget the long form, short form, or easy. Just mail off Form 4868 and breathe a six-month sigh of relief, just like Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer, a real American hero.
Mr. Automatic Tax Extension Filer.
This late penalty and interest will still apply. Irritate me.
That's my
This is George Takei, and I am truly excited to have Sam and Susie in the Morning on my internet radio. Those two are a hoot. I swear if I was heterosexual, I'd ask Susie out on a date. Of course, I'm homosexual, so I'll be asking Sam out instead. Oh my. And now let's get back to Sam and Susie in the Morning on LA.
Yes, thank you, George. You don't know who George Takei is?
No.
He's, he was, what was his name? I forgot.
Sulu
on Star Trek. And now he makes the rounds. He's on Heroes. And,
oh, I love that show.
Yeah, yeah. So you've seen him. He's an Asian
guy.
Who is
he? Yeah, he's the Asian guy's father.
Oh.
The big rich guy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he really enunciates, you know, and he speaks like really,
wow,
really well.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah, and he's constantly on Howard Stern and stuff. So he's become famous again. So, and he came out that he's gay and all that. So,
I get it now. I'm sorry, Sam. Sometimes I'm a little bit dense and I lack a little bit of common sense. So
that's okay.
You might have to throw things at me.
It's okay. You're still young. You'll still learn. So, has anybody watched the Olympics at all?
Yes, I watched the gymnastics last night.
Really?
The ladies' gymnastics.
Really?
Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It was a little sad, actually.
Why? What happened?
We had two girls that actually fell off the bars.
Really?
And they didn't dismount very well.
That sucks.
Well, I think our team, the U.S. team, was down one girl, right?
Yeah.
Because she hurt her ankle right before the competition.
Yeah.
Right before qualifications.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's terrible.
They only had four girls to go on.
Yeah. You see, I love the Olympics. I can't wait for it to happen. And then, but now I have no time to watch. But I made it a point on Friday to tape the opening ceremonies and stuff. Has anybody seen those?
No.
No? It was like the most amazing thing you've ever seen, you know? I mean, they've had literally thousands and thousands of performers doing like things that you can only do when you have a massive number of people.
Like what?
Like all kinds of things with drums and lights and things like this. Like they would write different things and create different patterns with the lights and stuff. It was just...
It sounds like Burning Man.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an amazing thing. It really was. And I always loved the opening ceremonies because it makes you realize how powerful human beings are, and when we're together, how much we can accomplish, you know. And then everybody tries to inject politics into this, you know.
Well, it's the thing with Russia and Georgia.
Yeah,
right.
I saw two, you know, a girl from Russia and a girl from Georgia that were, you know, they were competing against each other. And then I'm actually getting chills right now because it was like so powerful watching them hug. And they're like, you know what, fuck the politics. They didn't say that, but they were like basically like fuck the politics. No, and they're like, you know what, we could be so much bigger than this and stronger than everything that's going on in the world, and just get together and like just have faith and love for each other because we're both in the same sport, and you know, this is what we're passionate about.
Yeah No, absolutely. You
the
know
things and we can surpass.
And everybody's trying to condemn China for their human rights and all this shit.
Yeah,
for crying out loud, let them just host the friggin' Olympics, deal with it afterwards, you know. Why do we have to mix this thing? I mean, the athletes are not political for the most part. I'm sure they couldn't care less.
Well, that's why it was so powerful seeing the Russian lady and the Georgian woman like hug each other.
Yeah
it is It should be purely about athleticism.
Yeah.
And the competition.
Amber, are you into sports at all?
I like extreme sports and I like baseball, which don't really go together. But
what kind of extreme
baseball
sports?
Is very non-extreme.
I was actually at the X Games last weekend.
Get closer to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. So we can hear you. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, I said I was actually at the X Games last weekend.
Oh, really?
Weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
And what was that like?
It was a lot of fun. I've never been. So
give us more details. Come on. Give me the dirt.
Any broken bones?
I don't know. We left before the FMX thing was over because we didn't want to get caught in the traffic. One of my friends actually flew out from Tennessee, and she's like, I don't want to get caught in traffic because we couldn't even find a place to park.
Wow, oh, no.
Really?
We had to park like on the side. They're like, it'll be okay. I'm like, I've gotten three parking tickets since I've been here. I'm like, if I get another parking ticket, I swear to God.
Wow. You're lucky. I got three in one day once. And this was right in front of my house, and I totally forgot to move my car for the street parking. And this big, huge black man comes around the corner, you know, in his little car. And I'm like, I run out literally like in my underwear and an apron. I'm like, I'm cooking. I have the spatula in my hand. I'm like, I totally forgot to move the car. And he's like, everyone's getting it today, sweetheart. Everyone's getting it. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Everyone's getting it. He's like, I just got a tomato thrown at my head. I was like, I was like, dude, I'm gonna spank you with my spatula. But so I
got those meaner maids, they get the brunt of it.
And they are so lazy. I think they should ride bicycles. I get really, really upset about them.
I agree.
Do you?
It's like they stalk you, though. When you get one, you just keep getting them after that.
Yeah,
it's like they know where to find you or something.
No, I mean, I believe they try to trick you. On my street, there's a fire hydrant, but there's no red line in front of it. Mm-hmm. So what would you think if you went and wanted to park?
Well, Sam, it's a fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when your house is on fire and the fire people are like, where's the... Oh, no, we can't find it.
Okay. So you're saying there doesn't need to be a red line for you not to park?
There should be a red line. But I painted the red line in front of my house white.
Really?
Yeah, to extend the space by about...
Cheater. Well, it's clever, though. I like
But no, I mean, so, but why would they, I mean, because most fire hydrants have a red zone next to them. Why would they not do this on some of them? I think that's to trick you.
Well, that is, well, yeah.
I really do. And people, you know, I sit on my balcony. Every day people get tickets parking there, you know?
Aww.
And they're not going to paint the sidewalk there.
No. Maybe you should paint it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come over and paint it.
What do I care? I enjoy seeing people get tickets.
Oh, you're mean.
No, it's not about mean. It's about equality.
Equality, yeah. All right. A little bit malicious.
I was trying to be nice to this woman the other day. I saw her. She was backing into a parking spot, and I had like an hour left on my meter. And so as she was backing in, I think I scared the living daylights out of her. I knock on the window, and she jumped out of her skin. I was like, well, if you want to wait a minute, you could pull up and take my spot. I have like an hour left in the meter.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I've got a handicap sticker. I don't have to pay. And I didn't know that. If you have a handicap sticker, you don't have to pay to park in the meters.
You want.
Yeah. But you don't have to pay for the meter.
No, you don't. You don't have to.
No, I don't think that's fair.
No.
You know? No? No.
What if they don't have any hands and they can't put meter...
Well, then they shouldn't be driving.
I don't know. I can't think of any circumstance where a handicapped person will not be able to use a meter. So I guess I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
And my sister's disabled. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm discriminating. Yeah. But she's also not driving either.
Yeah. So, Amber, have you been able to meet any men here in L.A.? Have you been impressed with any of them?
No.
No, huh?
Not really impressed,
Oh, my God. Why?
Why? I don't know. I'm just...
you can't relate to them?
No.
I mean, have you gone out to pick up and get picked up?
A lot of them are more emotional than I am.
Really?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of that out here, and I'm like... Okay, this is not good. I feel like I'm the guy here, so
don't I know it?
Yeah, a role reversal.
Thank you.
Here.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. I have friends in bands that are guys, and a lot of them are nice, and a lot of them are hot, but they're always out of the country touring.
I see. Okay.
So
you go to the good old reliable matching sites, match sites.
And, you should try eHarmony.
That'd be even more emotional, though, because they're, like, looking for that connection.
Yeah, and plus you have to answer, like, a million friggin' questions and shit, don't you?
I answered it. I did it in a drunken stupor one night when the Franz and I were in a fight, I think I told you. Right. But don't do what I did. I accidentally signed up as a Muslim. So, the first 100 matches that I had were all Muslim men, like, willing to relocate from fucking Pakistan. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, I don't want Muslim men. I want, like, a good old American. No offense to the Muslim listeners, but you know what I mean? I'm a good little Catholic girl, and I would like more of the same.
Well, that's what you get for lying.
I didn't lie. I was drunk, and I was probably like, my vision was blurred, and I clicked the wrong thing. I was getting carpal tunnel from answering all the questions.
Yeah.
Because Catholic crazy. And Muslim are close to the same.
Very, very. A lot of the core same beliefs. Allah.
The only thing we have in common is one God. That's about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing in common.
It. Yeah.
Well, we're almost at the top of the hour. And Amber, I wanted to thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Sure. Is there anything you wanted to add, or did we pretty much get everything we needed?
I think we pretty much covered it. Any non-crazy managers, please contact me.
Yes, absolutely. And your MySpace is at Amber Lane Music.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go there and check out her music. And like I said, maybe you should take down your picture. People take you more seriously. Or some people just put pictures of birds and flowers and shit. You know?
But then I get all these emails, what do you look like?
Yeah.
Why does everyone want to know what you look like in LA? I don't understand. Like everything on Craigslist. Actually, you did that to me too, Sam. When I responded to this Craigslist ad, you were like, send me a picture.
You didn't attach one?
Well, when you send something, when you reply to Craigslist, you can't attach a file that's a certain size.
Right.
And I'm computer illiterate when it comes to like resizing a photo.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't send one. So the next thing I get back from you, you're like, send a picture.
Exactly.
Send a picture.
Okay. Yeah, because you didn't read the fucking ad. So.
Well, I tried to send it, but it kept getting bounced back to me.
Okay. So now.
So it's not my fault.
So now you want to know why I needed your picture.
Yes.
Okay. For a couple of reasons. First of all, whoever sits here, I have to look at them 2 hours every day, right? And I mean, that's the honest answer, right?
Good
I'm not
going
to sit here and watch, stare at somebody ugly, all right? Now, that's one thing. Another is that your pictures are going to be on the website, you know, and I don't want a dog on the website, okay? This is, you know, so that's one of the
things. Oh, you sure know how to compliment a girl.
There you go.
You're not a dog.
I'm not a dog. Thanks, Sam.
Exactly. And
well, I might be.
Yeah.
Just not looking.
But I mean, look, I could have picked someone based on the looks and stuff, but you had the whole package, so.
Aww.
You know, and you came here. And then she was wearing this dress when she came here the first time. How
that
could you say
helps.
No? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to give me a makeover so I can find a non-crazy manager.
There you go.
I totally would be amenable to that.
If you followed her, you'd have men coming out of your ears. Trust me.
All right. Yeah. So we need to get together
after this. Yeah. She has no problem picking up men in cars and bars, everywhere. Yeah. Kay, what about you? You have a MySpace or anything where people can find you?
No, I don't. It's fine.
Okay. It's fine. You don't want to give away any...
identifying information.
You can find me on the streets of Los Angeles.
Okay. No Facebook, no nothing like that.
No, I don't have anything.
I feel that's a man that's got a lot to hide.
He does. His name's not really Kay.
Okay. He's special
no, it really
Kay.
Is. It's Kay.
He is special. Special Kay.
That's not my name.
And... Susie?
Yes, dear.
Are we going to see you tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Wonderful. And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow and have a great day.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the morning.
Sam and Susie in the morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.